Next question is Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. First name, last name is Norman, N-O-R-M-A-N. Mr. Norman is a 67-year-old gentleman with history of renal transplant. He has decided that no longer wants to be followed by the transplant clinic and has not seen them now for over a year. He suffers from kidney failure. He has decided to not to follow with the not to follow for not to have not to undergo hemodialysis. He's very anemic. He's a Jehovah's Witness, and since the last visit that took place in February, he's found to have with profound weakness. He appears pale. He's itching. He's staying in bed now 16 to 18 hours a day. He's ADL dependent. He's very weak, has generalized weakness, protein, calorie, malnutrition. I did not detect the rub, but I believe his renal failure is definitely progressing. He's very dry and dry skin and has epithelial edema in the lower extremity as well. Oral mucosa is quite dry. He also suffers from BPH, hypertension, positive HIV, peripheral vascular disease, right forefront of the foot amputation, hyperlipidemia, orthostasis, leukopenia, anemia, leg pain, and hyponatremia, period. In the paragraph, overall prognosis remains poor. He, given his advanced renal insufficiency and the fact that patient has no desire to follow up with for nephrology for hemodialysis, he appears much weaker than his last visit and continues to decline given his advanced renal insufficiency period. His O2-sat's at 88% at best with a heart rate of 110 at the time of evaluation. Thank you.